Thank you, brethren, for another excellent time of ministry this afternoon. I'm not a spokesman for the Holy Spirit, but I think I can be pretty safe in saying that the Lord has spoken to us this afternoon, and we appreciate it very much. Supper will be served shortly, and Jim and Martha Buck have prepared some scrumptious pulled pork that I'm sure you can smell. And again, we'll go down the ramp just as we did for lunch. And while you're waiting, this will be a really good time to pick up any of the debris that might be in and around your area. You can start practicing your other fullness. And even though we will clean the hall tonight, it'll make it that much easier if you pick up around yourself. The next meeting then will be a gospel meeting at 6:45. And our brother Murray McCandless will be taking the gospel. Again, if you need a place to stay, please see Jason Willinga. And if you know you're leaving early tomorrow, there are forms on the table in the back and on the ramp to fill out. And we'll have some box lunches available for you. Now, there will be a brief prayer meeting at 6:30 preceding the gospel meeting in this small little room to my right. And then following the gospel meeting tonight, there will be a hymn sing here in the hall, and our brother John Dennison will be speaking for that. Now, we've got enough time to sing another hymn. I was going to give out "I'll Fly Away" in honor of Murray, but it's not in our believer's hymn book, so another saint has given me a favorite we'll sing instead. So, and he knows I like to pick on him because he can take it and he'll give it back, so... 190, O Christ, He is the fountain, the deep, sweet well of love. The streams on earth I've tasted, more deep I'll drink above. There to an ocean's fullness His mercy doth expand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. Let's sing all four verses, and I'm going to make you stand again, and then as soon as we're done singing, we'll get seated and have a brother close in prayer and give thanks for the food.